Soko izika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele. Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza seWashington DC.
Olambulela kuStudio 7 ngesonto mhlaka 2 kuNkwenkwezi 2021 nguKips Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19.
Ngiyakhuthaza kulabo abasayithekethisi ukuhlatshwa ukuthi babe nezibindi bahlatshwe.
Kodwa kulabanye abantu abathi kabasuze bahlatshwe amajekiseni anjenge-Sinopharm lamanye.
Sasikwazi ukuthi lama side effect irayithi ayilama side effect nxa ngilabo BP.
Abazali bathi ababalisi abakhona ngekolo eliphansi abafundisi abantwana esikolo.
Bathi amatisha afike ethi ebhale blackboard ngakade aphuma zambe labo yesebatshayisisa kuphela.
Bayakhala abalamabhizimusi ezimota ezithwala uzulu.
Sibone amabhasi eyiwadethutha abantu eloku ethutha abantu. Wayelisi ezethu zimile izimota thina sekude almost a year now.
Zalethulela ezamasiko, ezabatsha kanye nezokholo lwesiKristu. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye zizozizwa kulumsakazo. Odokotela eZimbabwe bakhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvuselela amasotsha omzimba alakho ukulwisana negciwane le-COVID-19 ngesikhathi kulabanye abantu abalokhu besithi kaluqedakali uhlelo lokuhlatshwa kukazulu amajekiseni anjenge-Sinopharm, i-Sinovac lamanye. Ubathabile Masuku usethulela lolo daba.
Okwamanje uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane lamashumi amabili, 428,135, asebehlatshwe okwakuqala amajekiseni okunqunda igciwane le-COVID-19 emzimbeni. Uhlangothi lolu luthi asebehlatshwe okwesibili bafika phose inkulungwane ezilikhulu, i-92,164. Umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 sowabulala abantu abedlula inkulungwane lengxenye, i-1,567 eZimbabwe, phakathi kwabantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu lasitshiyagalolunye, i-38,260 abahlolwe kusukela ngombimbitho nyakinye batholakala bele-COVID-19. Loba kunjalo, kulabantu abathi kabasoze bahlatshwe amajekiseni ngenxa yokungacaci kohlelo lolu olulenyanga ezimbalwa lwasungulwa elizweni. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni la ukwenzela ukuthi uzulu enelise ukuphila njengalokhu ayekwenza kungakaqhamuki umkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Udokotela Rogers Magigo ngomunye okhuthaza abantu ukuba bahlatshwe amajekiseni.
First vaccine ngangimelele ngikhangelele sibili ukuthi kukhona okuzayenzakala emzimbeni wami. First 3 days ngangilokhu ngizikhangekhangela kodwa ngangingatshintshanga lutho, and even ubuhlungu lapho engahlatshwe khona kanzeke ngobuzwe. Second vaccine akula njalo engakubonayo engathi ngama-side effects, ama-adverse effects kimi emzimbeni. So ngiyakhuthaza kulabo abasayithekethisi ukuhlatshwa ukuthi babe nezibindi bahlatshwe.
Unkosikazi Debra Chuma ongumbalisi kobulawayo laye uthi wahlatshwa njengodokotela Magigo.
Mina ngokwami ngibone sokufanele ukuthi ngihlabe ngoba lokhu ngikhangelele ebantwini abahlabayo kudala. Akwenzakalanga lutho. Okube sobala ukuthi akulanto embi nge-vaccine le. Ngibona engani into enhle ukuthi abantu bafundiswe batshelwe nge-vaccine le. Ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi bazahlaba bavikeleke ku-COVID.
Kodwa unkosikazi Sazini Mhlonga, isakhamuzi sakobulawayo, uthi kalalwazi ngokuhlatshwa, ngakho kunzima ukuthi akwenze lokhu.
Mina njengami personally angilalwazi, ngiyazibuza ukuthi because sometimes yezothwa khona abalama BP abalalokhu bengavaccinethwa, 1 minute bavaccinethwa, akula muntu oseke wabuya direct to us wasifundisa ngokuthi vele i-vaccination yangkhona kuhamba njani.
Umnumzana Dalubuhle Ndlovu uyakusekela lokhu.
I-COVID yabe yavelela from khona ngale lapho yavelela khona, thina hayi lokhu ovaccinethwa thina sizwanani lakho. 1, 2, government ezimba bese yawa siyaqhamba amanga so ziyakhuluma iqiniso. When it comes to e vaccine le esozenika abantu into eyiyo ngwana 2 ungazobe thola ama side effects government ezimbabwe so ziyasebenza ama responsibilities. I will give you example. South Africa iwithrowile e vaccine that ikona from in e Johnson and Johnson mina ugcina za vaccine thela ugcina ngcina
kulabantu abedlula inkulungwane ezingamachumi amathathu lanhlanu i 35,620 ezimbabwe asebephephe kumkhuhlane we COVID-19 omemetheka okwethusayo kwamanye amazwe. Isibhedlela seJohns Hopkins University sithi kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezilikhulu namachumi amahlanu i-152 million asebehlolwe batholakala bele coronavirus emhlabeni wonke jikelele, kwathi abedlula kancane izigidi ezintathu i-3.2 million babulawa ngumkhuhlane lo. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingubathabile Masuku.
Kulabanye abazali kobulawayo abathi ababalisi abakhona nangeholo eliphansi kabafundisi abantwana ngemfanelo. Umunye wabakhala ngababalisi ngunkosikazi Esther Nkomo ohlala eMakhokhova.
Nomntwana eyi-1 ofundayo, abantwana bafundi vele bafunda 2 days kodwa ifees siyabhadala. But amatitsha afike ethi ibhale blackboarding yaqeda aphuma azihambe labo yesebatshayisisa kumele sibhadale imali yama-private lessons imonth. Akuna imanti imali yabo inforexi kuthi.
Unkosikazi Rachel Moyo ohlala emzilikazi uyakusekela lokhu.
Nabantwana abayi-3 bafunda khonokho ukuthi bafunda 2 days in, 3 days out. Siyabhadala isolisi kumele sibhadale imali yama-private lessons imonth. Akuna imanti imali yabo inforexi kuthi.
Umnumzana Lameki Nyoni okhangelane lezinswelo zabantwana eMakhokhova laye ukhala ngokwenzakala ezikolo.
Ngi-child protector. Nikhangele abantwana eGwadilof kuze sibuhlungu ukuthi ngesikhathi sithi thina abantwana fanele sibakhangele ukuthi babe sesikolo sibe sesibona amateacher engekho. On the other hand futhi kusizisa ubuhlungu ukuthi amateacher are not getting anything. They are getting nothing, totally nothing, less than poverty bottom line. So we are saying i-government kayiphi ama-teachers imali.
Ababalisi bathi kumele uhulumende akhuphule iholo labo ukuze babuyele ezikolo. Usikhuca Mfundo Sifiso Ndlovu, umqondisi weZimbabwe Teachers Association, uthi bathole nzima ababalisi eZimbabwe.
Indikimba yakhona isekuthini umqhatshi uyala ukuthi aholise umbalisi iholo elingamenza abuyele emsebenzini ayefundisa abantwana ngamalanga ayeneleyo ngesikhathi esifaneleyo.
Ababalisi bafuna uhulumende ukuthi aholise ababalisi imali edlula amakhulu amahlanu, $520 ngenyanga. Kodwa uhulumende uthi kalayo imali enje. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseMaryland, nginguKip Stube. Abalamabhizimisi ezimota ezithwala uzulu eZimbabwe lakwele South Africa bathi sebephelelwe yimali ngenxa yokuvalwa kwemingcele lemizamo kahulumende yokuthi basebenzi bephansi kwenkampani yeZimbabwe United Passenger Company kumbe iZupco. Bathi sokulomnyaka izimota zabo zingathwali abantu zisuka eZimbabwe zisiya kwele South Africa. Emadolobheni bayakhala njalo abalezimota ezifanayo abathi amapolisa asebathathela izimota zabo esithi kumele basebenzi bephansi kwezopho. Umnumzana Julai Moyo, umphathintambo kahulumende obona ngezamadolobho lezemisabelo, utshele iphephandaba leSunday Mail ukuthi kumele bonke abalezimota ezithwala uzulu basebenzi bephansi kwenkampani le. Uthi kasoze avumele izimota ezithwala abantu ezingekho emgwalweni zezopho. Uze sizwe okuningi ngalolu daba sixoxele umnumzana Khumbula Sibanda okuhlanganiso yabelezimota ezithwala uzulu othi uhulumende usebhilize amabhizinesi abo.
Abesitshele bathi iboda bazavula amafezi i-passenger transport and then i-passenger transport izavulelwa nge-last phase, izaba yi-last ekuvulelweni kwayo. But at the moment sibone amabhasi elokhu ethutha abantu. Wayelisi ezethu zimile izimota thina sekude almost a year now. Ongangukuthi ngabe lathi basivumela ukuthi silayisha abantu silandele imithetho le-COVID bekungalahluki. ngale South Africa bathi zimela ngapha kabathi ziningi njalo ukuya ngena ku support ina angazi sibone ngathi kungasihlupa ngoba thina si cross border association ele bilateral agreement le South Africa so e South Africa bazi izinto iZimbabwe International Long Distance Taxis Association yiyo eyasayina i-bilateral agreement langale e-South Africa lama counterparts ethu awe-South Africa so ukuthi siyengena ko-ZUPCO sibone ngathi kungaba nzima ngoba ngale i-ZUPCO e-South Africa kabayazi njalo i-bilateral agreement I should think ma ngabe sokufanele ilokhuzo i-council ukuthi kuyabe sokufanele sikhulume le-South Africa ngale ukuthi sokubuya amanye enye i-player enhla ukuthiwa ngo-ZUPCO so asingazi ukuthi bona bangayamukela yini ngale South Africa hayi into yakhona ungathi kulobuzima so si-cross border simile rathi sihleli ama-sprint ethu afakile nje kwangikhuluma so simile mo
singathi-ke abantu abantu aba-affected banganani khona abantu angani-lokhu ebembise amagumbi
kweyethu i-association la ngapha esayidini lele lasezimbabwe sile about iimota zethu eze-cross border ziyanumber up to 40 benis ama-counterparts ethu ngale e-South Africa lapho kulama-members about 45 members labo imile ngoba bakwazi ukuthi lezi bangale e-South Africa zisuke ngale zibuye ngapha umthetho ufanele zibe ziphambana i-Zimbabwean registered ne-South African registered i-bilateral agreement itsho njalo iZimbabwe ingalayisha ngapha iye ngale e-South Africa kufanele ayilayishe ngale ibuye ngapha zibe ziphambana nje kanjalo but manje ngendlela okwenzakala ngakhona zimile zonke zimile ngapha zimile langale abe-South Africa labo kabakwazi ukuthi bazithumele ngapha ezabo whilst ezethu ngapha zimale so which means stronger were affected langale abelokhuzini ba-affected kuleyinye i-cross border futhi i-grander ngale i-cross border layo nayo bamile futhi ngoba sisevisa thina iroute ye-Tshirenzi Chipinge Checheche ngale siphinde sisevise iBulawayo sisevise up to Plumps but now wonke onala ama-route simile nje asisebenzi so nalezi eze-cross border vele zi-affected njengoba ngikhuluma nje khona lapha zikhona zipakile elokhuzini zipakile e-ofisini azimile ama-drivers ahlezi nje abaramsebenzi just loitering nje around
so manje lizagcina ngani kudaba lolu kukhanya ngazani kuyahlupha lokho
heyi sesizamile kade sifonelana lama-counterparts ethu ngale egoli bebezamile ukuthi through i-cross border agent yase-South Africa babuye emesina bahlangane labezimbabwe kukhulunyiswane bekade lokhu bezama ukuyengeja ama-Zimbabwean counterparts ukuthi mhlawumbe kungaba kunye kwi-agreement of some sort ukuthi maybe kuleyinye iplani engenziwe ukuthi at least iimota zethu zivulelwe kusetshenzwe but so far akukabi ne-progress vela akukabonakali ukuthi inkulumo zakhona ngoba i-South Africa ngalithi yona hayi yona yonke into e-South Africa ezizingile sokunomali le mthetho bacela nje ukuthi ama-association wonke ma ngabe lilayitha abantu ibone ukuthi imithetho ye-COVID iyalandela
uMnumzana Khumbula Sibanda ukunhlanganiso yeZimbabwe International Long Distance Taxis Association sixoxelaye ekobulawayo singakangeni kusigaba esilandelayo sisikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane umemetheka ngamandla umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 kwele India obulele abantu abedlula inkulungwane ezintathu 3700 lamuhla uhlangothi lwezempilakahle kulelo lizwe luthi abantu abafika phose inkulungwane ezingamakhulu amane 390,000 bahlole namuhla batholakala belo-COVID-19 inhlanganiso ebona ngezempilakahle emhlabeni wonke jikelele e-World Health Organization ithi umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ulakho ukumemetheka ngamandla kuzwekazi le-Afrika kulabantu abedlula izigidi ezine lengxenye 4.5 million asebehlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19 kuzwekazi le-Africa kwabhubha abedlula inkulungwane ezilikhulu 120,000 ilizwe lemelika seliqalile ukususa ibutho kule-Afghanistan kulabanye abantu abakhonona ngokwenziwa nguhulumende kamongameli Joseph Biden abathi kunakho ukuvuselela iTaliban engahluthuna intambo zombuso uhlelo lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke namhla sibhuqa lomnumzana Bonman Khumalo isikhulumeli sesilo ubulelani lobhengu lwakhumalo wakhethwa umdeni wakokhumalo ukuba yinkosi yamandebele. Sakwamukela kuhlelo ubaba uKhumalo, akusitshele ukuthi kwenzakalani kulezi nsuku.
Inkosi iyasiqoqa isizwe, iyasihlanganisa ukuze nxa isizwile ukuthi bona abantu bafuna kwenziweni, itsho inkosi abantu baphakame bendawonye bese besenza lezo zinto ababe befuna zenziwe. Inkosi asiyo umnikazi wohlelo. Uyazi ukuthi mhla ka 21 March bekuyi-Human Rights Day lapha eSouth Africa. U-21 March beyisonto, kwathi ngomvulo yasi inkosi ihlanganisa abantu, ama-political parties nje phezu wonke awakithi, oZaphu, oMLF, oMRP, oPAM, bahlangana nezihlangano nje ezingaphathelanga le-politics kodwa ezingama eze-culture, ukuthi indaba yombhuqazwe bafuna iphathwe njani. Kwaxoxwa saba noProfessor Mpofu watsho ukuthi ubone ukuthi kwenziweni ngezinye zezinto lezi ezenzakeleyo. Singabuyela emva kancane, inkosi bile birthday lama-ex-Zipra. Ukubonga nje ama-ex-Zipra indima ayidlalayo kukhulu ilizwe lakithi.
Okunye ke baba Khumalo,
mhla ka 16 June i-Youth Day. So kunjenje nje inkosi phezu kohlelo lokugqugquzela abantu abathi ukuthi baqoqeke, ngoba nangithile ukuthi iqoqe isizwe, baqoqeke abantu abathi ama-youth, wona yini angayikwenza kwenzela izwe labo ama-youth akithi. Bangabi busy ngento ekungenamsebenzi baze bangene bonyawuphi, kodwa yini abantu abatsha abangayenzela izwe labo. Abanye abantwana baphakama e-1976 bala ukufunda ngolimi lwezitha zabo. Manje intsha kamthwakazi yini engayenza? 16 June kulohlelo lunjalo ke luyabe lusakazwa kuma platforms e social media. Okulandela lokho emsakazi, ngo 9 August kule Women's Day. I Women's Day layo iqoqo mama loba bekuphi ikakhulu la eSouth Africa, njengoba na inkosi lapha eSouth Africa, ekhaya phela kunemthetho, kuyamele uyethola i-clearance kuphi kuphi. Sizabona sikwenza njani, kodwa lakho sizakwenza kube le-live screening ukuthi laba sekhaya umama bangaphuthani. Nesimo se-corona lasisazi mhlawumbe siyabe siminjani, kodwa ke 9 August i-Women's Day. Bese kuthi ngo 4 September imzilikazi day. Kunjenje nje amabutho ayaqoqana ukuthi lolo suku indlela ithivulawayo uma amabhodi evuliwe. Bese kuthi ngo 24 September inkosi ithe ifuna amabutho abe seyi 500 kuvunulwe kuzaba nendawo esizakuya kuyo sisazidinga izindawo. Kodwa ke ngiqinisa lelo lokuthi inkosi saqoqa isizwe mzakazi. Uma isiqoqela isizwe sizakusho ukuthi sifunani, inkosi siyakhokhela.
Siyakuzwa Khumalo, siyakhumbula ukuthi ke kwakulokudla okwakudingelwa abantu. Uhlelo lolu solumenjani kuna manje?
Sike senza ama food parcels landline. Isimo sibi esomnotho. Sibi impela isimo somnotho, yikho ke sisadingadinga ukuthi singathola ngaphi uxhaso lokuthi sibone, ngoba abantu bayahlupheka. Bafike ofisini abantu bekhala ziningi into ezibahluphayo. Kunezinto ezinjengazama documentation lapha eSouth Africa ezibahluphayo. Siyangena kubo Home Affairs ukuthi sibasize abantu. Ngingakutshela nje ukuthi kulo mfanyana wakithi ole 22 years obevalelwe eMampuru elokuze neprison eMampuru prison ePretoria ukuthi kala maphepha, uhlale inyanga yonke ejele kodwa uphumile ngolwesine. Siyabonga lokho. Ziningi izinto ezikhahlameza abantu, inkosi ezisebenzayo msakazi ingene emahofisini ukuthi basizakala abantu bakithi.
Hayi ke lamhlanje sima lapha kuhlelo lwethu lwamasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Besilo baba umnumzana Bonman Khumalo, isikhulumeli sesilo ubulelani loBhengula Khumalo, wakhethwa ngumdeni wakoKhumalo ukuba inkosi yamandebele. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki
ezayo.
Sile sizwe ezabatsha silo Mike Wobe.
lingali tshona njani mthwakazo omuhle zimza pomuhle ngiyalibingelela kuhlelo lwethulwa namhlanje igama ngomayigobe namhla sixoxa lonkosana Mazibisa ongu information secretary phansi kwehofisi ka member of parliament omela injube lobhengula constituency sixoxa ngohlelo lwabo olujonge ukuthuthukisa intsha yakuleyo ndawo Mazibisa ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo awusitshela okunengi ngohlelo oluphathwa yinhlanganiso yenjube lobhengula Development Constituency Committee.
Salibonani balaleli injube lobhengula Constituency Development Committee yi-committee ebunjwa ngama ward womabili esebenza lo MP ekuthuthukiseni isigaba umbe isiqinti esithi thina constituency. So singu 20 kulalaba abavemele izikolo abanye bemele ozibuthe abanye bemele ama residency labanye bemele people living with disability. Bemele into ezithiyeneyo so that committee umsebenzi wayo iwufocusa kudevelopment lentuthuko yesiqinti soneso phakathi benali committee ekusebenzeni kwethu siqale ibhezari sisebenzisana lo MP uGift Banda honorable Gift Banda le bhezari ithinta izikolo zonke ezingu 10 kuconstituency
Mazibisa uhlelo lolu lujonge ukuthuthukisa abatsha abangaki
isikolo ngesikolo bakhethe abantwana ababili abaye babakhangela ukuthi abantwana laba gifted kodwa badinga usizo loncedo kakhulu so currently we have 20 kids under the bursary esibabhadalelayo beze beqeda nxa ese primary yaziyeqeda ugrade 7 nxa ese secondary yaziyeqeda isizathu sethu ukuthi laba bantwana bafocus kakhulu esifundweni bengela stress sokuthi that if is hamba njani at the same time kuyindlela yokuthi nxa kunabanye abantu esingaxhasana labo basichase lathi vele sisehambeni sihamba khonapha isifiso sethu ukuthi since the first year sikwanise ukuincorporate as many as we can depending on the availability of the funds remember lezo mali kasimali ezivela kwabanye abantu zimali ezisuka ezikhwameni zethu sisebenza ndawonye lo MP sikhangile inhlupho esihlangana nazo ku-constituency sikhona lapha again ku-bursary sikhangele ukuthi abanye abantwana bazazuza mhlawumbe ama-donors ama-scholarship to start further to university level or to polytechnic or to vocational usiya ngokudlelana esibuzuzilela abanye abantu mhlawumbe lenzalo yaloneso sigaba abalesinto sokunceda
hayi siyakuzwa Mazibisa isikhathi sesesidliwe ngumangoyi igciba ingxoxo yethu ngokutshela abalaleli ukuthi abafisa ukuba yingxenye yalolu hlelo kumele bayenzeni njalo abafisa ukuthola ulwazi oluthile ngalolu hlelo bengaliqhuma njani
kulabo abafisa ukusincedisa sitholakala ku-office 9A and 9B lobhengula housing office mhlawumbe omunye umuntu engafuna ukuzwisisa ukuthi kanti izikolo ziphe zazozayo amabhezari siqala ngama primaries kule mawaba primary kule nkanyezi kule mchede kule ngubo kule helemi kule nsuka mini kule nyamande yiwo ama primary azuzayo bese kusithi ama high school kule njube lo njube hayi sikhulile hayi sicine ngelobhengula hayi yizo izikolo so far sezibenefitile kuma bhezari yethu ngiyabonga
Zilukanda basithanda ukubonga unkosana Mazibisa ngokungena kuhlelo. Sesifikile emaphethweni nohlelo lwanamhlanje sidibana njalo lwesibili kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk, The Connection, 8 to 9 p.m. khonapha emsakazweni we-Studio 7. Kanye la kukhasi lethu le-Facebook Zilukanda baku-VOA Ndebele. Olevalisayo ngenjabulo igama ngumayigobe. Bye-bye!
Siyabonga kakhulu Mayigobe ungathandwa kusasa. Okwamanje sokuyisikhathi sezokholo lwesiKristu.
Ngiyalamukela kuhlelo vuselela umoya igama ngontungami linkomo. Lamhlanje ngilesethekeli umfundisi Busani Sfanda. Usiphatheleni mfundisi.
Bengicela sivuleni incwadi kaJeremiah 82 verse 26. Ithi incwadi ngingunkulunkulu wenyama yonke. Ngakukhona okungihlula yona iphelela lapho. Ngingunkulunkulu ophethe emhlabeni ezulwini langaphansi komhlaba. Yini emphethe? Ngakukhona okungihlula yona. Bantu bakithi uNkulunkulu akasenzeli. Kodwa uNkulunkulu uyasinikelela akazange abathwale eGibhithe wayababeka ezweni leyithembiso, kodwa wabalekelela ukuthi mabaphume eGibhithe baze bayofinyelela ezweni leyithembiso. Wayebalekelela lathi uNkulunkulu kasenzeli, singathandaza senze konke kodwa uNkulunkulu kasenzeli. UNkulunkulu uyasilekelela kwimizamo esiyizamayo, uyasilekelela ukuze sikwazi ukukhululeka. Bantu bakithi, ngihlupheka kangaka, ngihlutshwa kakhulu isizwe sakithi. Mangikhuluma ngesizwe ngikhuluma ngathi thina abantu abamnyama, especially Zimbabwe. Bantu bakithi, sibona konke siphakathi kwakho, indlala, hlupheko, inkingi kuphi? Simthandaza kangaka uNkulunkulu. Ezintabeni siyathandaza, khona tikhona siyakhuleka. Hayi, uNkulunkulu angasiphenduli, wayengasizwa. Inkinga bantu bakithi, siye salahla indlela zethu zeqiniso. uNkulunkulu obezambula ngazo kithi kokhokho bethu kwiimpande zethu. Uthi Paul, isizwe esilahla amasiko aso sifile. Siye salahla amasiko ele kwiimpande zethu. Babehlangana benkolo, abesintu, abaholi bendabuko. Babehlangana bayenjelele indawo yetshela likhuluma, bayocela izulu izulinithi. Makunezifo babuyocela idirection yezwe begayidwe. Kodwa konke lokhu sikulahlile, yikho namhlanje sivelelwa into ezinje. Yini eyayisenze indlela elikhulume amalinda ethu? Kwakuyizithunywa zezwe yizo esasikhuluma through injelele. Akukho umuntu owayedala ilitshe likhulume. uNkulunkulu umdala ethumela izithunywa zakhe. Silahlile indlela zethu zeqiniso. Kuthiwa kulukhulu iBhayibhile, ama-Israelites babethi nxa bephuma endleleni zabo uNkulunkulu wayebafulathela, babenqotshwa ngezinye izizwe until baze babuyele kusiko labo or kwindlela zabo. Ngoba isizwe singalamasiko sithi isiko nekulehlukanisa noNkulunkulu. Isiko yindlela okumele siphile, elidalwe uNkulunkulu okumele siphile ngayo, esixhumana ngayo laye lo mdali. Silahlile mntakwethu. Namhlanje kunje kuvela zonke lezi zifo, ngathi yenjelele siyokhala sibuze ukuthi ilitshe uthini uNkulunkulu, ngoba abantu bayaphela ibenesiphi direction. Silahlile mntakwethu zonke indlela zeqiniso. Namhlanje amatsha awasakhulumi, izithunywa zezwe zifulathele izwe. Izithunywa zezwe ebezigayida zikhokhela izwe zifulathele izwe. Yikho kunje sithe uma sinqoba 1980 sithola uzibuse, babehamba babesikhokhela besiyocela kumalinda ethu. Amalinda ethu ebadirector ebagayida sakwazi ukunqoba. Ke mase sinqobile sabuyela na sayobonga kumalinda ethu na? Labo abashonele empini balungiswa na o basaqhubekeka bayelwa? Labo abafa ngobungozi abanye basebhalagwe balungiswa na, bahlangululwa na, bagezwa na? Siseselomlando bantwana bakaNkulunkulu. Isizwe masihlangane ukuthi wena kuyiphi iphathi la, kuyiphi iphathi makuphele. Ukukhombana ngomuntu okumele kuphele, kumele siunite. Isizwe esikwazi ukulungisa izinto isizwe esihlangene esiyimbumba. Yonke into sikhangelele phesheya. Ama-sports singama-failures, economics singama-failures, even ku-health singama-failures. Siyakubiza awusisabela usiphenduli. Simoshe kuphi mdali? Sisukile kwindlela zakho zeqiniso. Salahla amasiko ethu, salahla indlela obuxhumana ngathi nazi siyisizwe sase-Afrika. Sixolele mdali, siyakuncancaza, siyakuhlweleza. Sibonise indlela, sigayide uNkulunkulu okhokho. Siyakuncenga mdali, siyakhuleka. Amen.
Lolo bekuluhlelo fuselela umoya silomfundisi uVusani Sibanda. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo. Lilami uNtungameli Nkomo.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNtungameli Nkomo. Singakagqibi kuhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje, wothi sikhangele ebesilazo. Odokotela bathi kumele abantu bahlatshwe amajekiseni okuvimba ukumemetheka kwegciwane le-COVID-19. Abazali bathi ababalisi abakhonona ngeholo eliphansi kabafundisi abantwana ngemfanelo ezikolo. Bayakhala abalamabhizimusi ezimota ezithwala uzulu. Siluqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Wolivalelisayo ngoKip Dube ngisithi kasihlanganeni ekuseni ngo-6:30 AM.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kustudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.